Good morning, and thank you for starting your day with the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU. I'm Dave Cruz with producer Donnie. We are here in the XTU studio as Andy broadcasts from her basement.
Yes, and not a lot going on down here. I have very, very small windows at the tippy top of my walls, and I'm able to see that the sun is out, I think. Is that right? Is the sun out?
No, it probably should be out, except for all the clouds.
Oh, but I mean, it's not still totally dark outside.
It's better than it was before. It's getting there.
All right. But you've seen some things, Dave.
Seen some odd things. It reminded me of this when you talked earlier about a guy who was dressed as a bush just to, like, get out of the house.
Yes. Yeah, people will stop at nothing to get out. They're afraid of getting arrested.
Okay, right. Yeah, so they have to kind of do odd things.
That was in England, yeah.
So odd things are also happening, though, in Fairmount Park almost every day.
I know. I feel like let's take a trip with Dave through Fairmount Park to see what weirdos are out today.
I should really be filming. I should put a GoPro on my dog's head just to get everything filmed. That because we talked about over the weekend, I saw somebody casting a rod and reel in the park.
Yes.
And a woman called up yesterday and said she's a fisherman and, you know, you've been stuck inside all winter. You got to practice, right?
That's okay.
What she was saying.
You find somewhere to do that where there's water, though. Come
right.
on.
So yesterday, I saw in the distance what looked like a guy just randomly kicking in the middle of a field.
Kicking
a martial arts kicking, these sidekicks. So I was like, well, I got to get closer and see what's up over there. So I go over and the guy is practicing his kicks against a tree. So he's doing side kicks with his right leg like 5 times. Then he stops and he changes legs and does his left leg 5 times. He just kept doing it over and over again.
First of all, ouch.
Yeah, that's...
Can we just, like, was the tree padded that he put pads on the tree?
Oh, no. And it was one of those big, huge ones, you know, that you could never get your arms around. Big, huge tree.
Wow. Ouch. Okay, so that had to hurt. But second of all, that can't be good for the tree, can it?
Well, you know, but it's odd how we think alike sometimes. Because my first thought was, he doesn't have, you know, a heavy bag at home to kick. So he's, you know, doing that. Good for him, getting his workout in. But then I thought the same thing. I'm like, I don't know, can trees feel pain? The bark's pretty thick, but should you be kicking a tree? I don't know.
If you had a chance to climb that tree...
Oh, yeah.
You probably would, right? Now, would probably hurt the tree more than just kicking it over and over, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, because there was a guy the other day who was doing pull-ups or chin-ups on a tree by hanging onto a branch.
Yeah.
Like, the tree can't be too happy about that either, right?
No, but maybe it gives the tree a workout. You know, maybe that guy was toughening the tree up by kicking it.
Okay, so the bark is going to be like 9 inches thick?
Could be.
Come next spring?
Could be.
What do you think we'll see today in Fairmount Park? Any ideas?
I don't know. That's a good question.
We've seen fishing. We've seen girls doing walking lunges the entire like blocks and blocks.
And bravo to those girls, because the most workout that I'm getting right now is eating my chocolate Lucky Charms, which are delicious, by the way.
Maybe today I'll see somebody out in the park eating chocolate Lucky Charms.
There you go. Talk to them about it. That's going to be your calling card. I think you're going to get married today.
Oh, God.
Yo, Philly, wake up with the Andy Summer Show on 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.